From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Andrew Otazo grew up in Miami, and he's written his own version of the city's origin story, written in Spanish and English. It's called The Miami Creation Myth. The story was published in 2017 in Acentos Review, a Latinx literary journal. It will also be performed on stage this Saturday at the Villain Theater in Little Haiti. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez spoke with Otazo.
This is a love letter to my city. It is an infuriating place, but it is amazing because the city deserves its own, obviously completely ridiculous and hyperbolic set of myths.
I really love these first few lines because you get a sense of the kind of style that you're going for.
Okay. Eons ago, long before the world was created, long before there were people or animals or trees or the immeasurable ocean to the east or the endless Everglades to the west or the great mountain of Tropical Park or Baselitos or Radio Mambi, there was darkness and cold. And in this darkness slept Pachango the Creator on his divine ping-pong-pong.
Pachango on his divine ping-pong-pong. So
Spell
that out for us.
Sure.
And like, what are these references?
Sure. So Pachango, it has two sources. So first is the word pachanga, which in Cuban slang means party. And then there's also Chango, who's one of the main gods of Santeria, and Para Chango, so Pachango.
And ping-pong-pong, again, you gotta, what is that?
So ping-pong-pong, I had to actually look this up because I didn't know the English word, is called a roll-away bed. I love this word in Cuban slang because it's literally the sound the bed makes when it opens, bing bang boom. So that's why it's called a bing bang boom.
Fast forwarding a little bit into the story, there's a moment where Pachango, the creator, has to create another being called Junior.
Junior, yes.
Which is Junior, but right, that's the play on.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the god of Earth. There is definitely a climate conversation happening there, but you did it in a very humorous way. So if you wouldn't mind reading that part of the story.
Que fo, he whispered, y que grajo más malo. Oye, compadre, ¿te lavaste las axilas esta mañana? He's got his arms over his head, so he's like, gross, did you wash your armpits this morning? You know, you smell terrible. So then Junior, in embarrassment, lowers his arms and, you know, stops the ascent of South Florida.
That's the reason why South Florida is at sea level.
B.O.
You're also an environmental activist.
Yes.
Earlier this year, you kind of got some buzz for carrying 30 pounds of trash in the Miami Marathon.
Yeah. From the mangroves. It wasn't just trash from my house, yes. It's trash I picked up from the mangroves and carried it the length of my marathon, yes.
How does your kind of environmentalism or that activism express itself in your writing?
We look at Miami, we look at Brickell, we look at downtown, and we think, look at all these buildings, look at everything we've built. There's no way this could go away. But there have been thousands of cities throughout history, and it was believed that they would exist forever. And there's nothing inevitable about Miami's existence.
You're talking there about some of the climate change impacts like sea level rise, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The way things are going right now is not good for Miami's continued existence. That needs to be part of the story of Miami.
So a lot of the story has to do with the creation of Miami. Mm-hmm. But then there's kind of a part where Broward County gets mentioned.
Yeah. So in my parallel universe, there's this mythical land of Broward that's supposed to exist, but no one really knows if it really does. And that's kind of, you know, making fun of the fact that Miamians are very Miami-centric. If you tell someone you're going to Broward, they're like, oh my god, I'm never going to see you again. Like, Broward is seeing like a different universe.
This story is part of a larger collection you're working on. Tell us more about that.
The Miami Creation Myth is the first chapter of a book by the same title. So I know my limitations. As a Cuban American, I have a propensity to see this city from a Cuban American lens. But then I definitely made a very concerted effort to include the stories, the languages, from Portuguese to two different dialects of Jamaican Patois to Haitian Creole to Miccosukee to Hebrew. It's all the languages of Miami. That's the point.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez speaking with writer Andrew Otazo. He wrote his own version of Miami's origin story called The Miami Creation Myth. It will be performed on stage this Saturday at the Villain Theater in Little Haiti. And there's more from this interview at WLRN.org, like why Otazo chose to write his story under the pen name Bobby D. Foster. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.